Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Good morning, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Tuesday, January the 8th. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I might keep this short, but there is so much news to talk about. I want to get through it here, and let's just jump right into it as there's so much news to talk about in the world of the Miami Dolphins. First and foremost, on Monday, it was expected that the Miami Dolphins were going to meet with Vic Fangio, the Chicago Bears defensive coordinator. That did not happen. Pro Football Talk is reporting that the Miami Dolphins reached out to the Bears and Vic Fangio to see if there would be interest in an interview. They both said yes. Then Miami, they did some research, but they never set a time and day for the interview. And after their research, they decided they didn't want to meet with Vic Fangio, which could be one of two things. It could be A, that in their research, they found some concerns or some red flags that sort of scared them away a bit from Vic Fangio, or B, after meeting with a bunch of younger guys, maybe they decide, you know, this might not be a job for a 60-year-old man, for a coach who's a little bit older, and they wanted to go with someone who's younger, so they just never set up the interview. Either way, honestly, it's one of those things where it's no harm, no foul. Not a big deal at all. Miami is meeting with, I believe the list right now is six people total, even without Vic Fangio. Not the end of the world here, so that's not going to happen. The other news was reported from the NFL Network that Mike Munchak, now this is different. With Vic Fangio, it was Miami telling Vic, thanks but no thanks. But the NFL Network is reporting Mike Munchak, he told the Miami Dolphins he didn't want to sit down with them. And it might be the same type of situation. Mike Munchak, you know, a little bit older, 58 years old, I believe, off the top of my head. And, you know, he probably sees a job in Miami as a total rebuild job, maybe even a job where you got to blow it up and start from scratch, almost like an expansion type franchise. And someone who's of that age just might not want to be involved with that. So he turned down the Dolphins. This is not the same type of situation. Each one is very different. Again, with Vic Fangio, Miami turned him down and said, we don't want to meet with you. With Mike Munchak, it's the opposite. Mike Munchak told the Dolphins, I don't want to meet with you. So I'm not going to read a lot into it, really. These are two guys, again, who are a little bit older and pretty much a lot older than everyone else that Miami is meeting with. So, is what it is, but those two guys will not be meeting with the Miami Dolphins about the open job for the head coach. Now, from all reports out there, as of Monday, and of course, this is a very fluid situation and stuff changes every day. There's new information that sort of leaks out every day. But from the latest news, it would appear that this is sort of shaping up to be a two-horse race for the head coaching job in Miami. And the two names that are sort of rising to the top are New England Patriots linebacker coach Brian Flores and the Cowboys defensive backs coach Chris Richard. Those two names are sort of, you know, standing out above everyone else. And Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald, he's reporting that from sources he's talking to that Flores might be the favorite of Chris Greer, and he's probably been the favorite of him all along. That the Miami Dolphins brass of Chris Greer and owner Mr. Stephen Ross met with Flores for the longest amount of time out of any candidate, and that they came away very impressed. This is all being reported by Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald. And, you know, with these searches, it's also one of the things, when you have a high-profile job like this, in most cases, not always, but in most, the person you meet with first is usually the guy at the top of your list. And I don't know if that's the case here with Flores, but it seems like it might be. It seems like it might be, according to Adam Beasley. One source went so far to say that Flores is near, if not at the top of the Miami Dolphins list. So that's, you know, that's one thing to keep an eye on here with Flores. You know, the past week or so on all my podcasts I've had here at the site, I've sort of, you know, haven't spent a lot of time talking about him because really I don't know much about him. But the one thing you can say about him, Flores, is he's worked his way up literally through every job in an organization. He started with the Patriots in 2004 as a scouting assistant. By 2006, he was a scout. Then by 2008, he was a special teams assistant. Then he worked his way up to a defensive assistant, then a safeties coach, and then pretty much a linebackers coach is where he is now. So, you know, he started off as a scout, and he's worked his way up through the ranks through coaching. And, you know, there is something to be said for that. For some people I've reached out to who work up there in that area, they said, you know, everyone likes him, very well respected. He's very much a guy who, when he speaks, everyone sort of listens, very commanding. He can sort of take over a room when he speaks. So one of those types of guys. So we'll see. Again, he's very much an unknown. And he is also only 37 years old. He'll be 38 in February. So he's young. You're going to replace a young head coach here in Adam Gase if they move in either one of these directions with Flores or Chris Richard, with a younger guy who's not yet 40. So that's something to keep an eye on. In regards to Chris Richard, it appears, I would say this, he has now turned into the fan favorite amongst all fans of the Miami Dolphins. And according to the reporting from the Five Reason Sports Network and the guys over at the 3 yards per carry, they are saying that, from sources they've talked to, Chris Richard is expected to conduct a second round of interviews, and one of them will be with the Miami Dolphins. Now, when that will happen, nobody knows because it sort of depends on how far the Cowboys go in the playoffs. They have a game Saturday night, I believe. So Miami probably wouldn't be able to talk to him at the earliest till next Sunday. And if they were ever to win that game, Chris Richard might hold off on all these interviews for a while because he would have to focus here his time 100% on the Cowboys. So we'll see there. But it does seem like from all the reporting out there that if you had to bet $1, that it would be either Brian Flores or Chris Richard as the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. It was announced that Miami will meet with Rizzi at some point this week. They don't even have a day and time lined up. Again, I don't expect anything to happen there. They met with Dennis Allen over the weekend. Again, I don't expect that to pay off in any way. So we'll see here, but it looks like Chris Richard and Brian Flores are the clubhouse leaders at this time. In regards to John Harbaugh, I think we can put that one to bed. I think we can all stop talking about John Harbaugh and the rumors of him possibly coming to the Miami Dolphins. There was multiple reports today, on Monday, out of Baltimore stating that he met with the Ravens, he met with the ownership, he met with the front office, and they're going to try and hammer out a long-term deal, and they want Harbaugh to stay. So it sounds like all the rumors, all the reports, all the rumblings that John Harbaugh might be traded and Miami might be a place of interest. Probably not going to happen. Obviously, we don't know for sure, and that is also another fluid-type situation. But I wouldn't expect that to happen. And I think Harbaugh is going to stay in Baltimore. As I said, I'm a bit under the weather, so I'm sorry if I'm racing through this news. But I wanted to get a show out here because there is a lot to talk about. But one thing I'll say here in closing is there's been a lot of talk that the Miami Dolphins, you know, need to, quote-unquote, tank in 2019 to get a high pick and get a quarterback in the 2020 draft, specifically the quarterback from Alabama, Tua. And, you know, everyone's saying you got to tank for Tua, tank, tank, tank. And you hear that a lot amongst fan base and even some of the media in South Florida. And then you even got some fans who are just really impressed with the quarterback from Clemson, Lawrence, who are saying, forget 2019. We got a tank so we can get the first pick in 2021 and get Lawrence, the kid out of Clemson. And I got to say, this is starting to come off a bit comical. It's starting to come off a bit comical. I mean, can you make a case to tank one season to get a high pick, to get a surefire, can't-miss quarterback? I think these days you could convince most fan bases to sort of, that's not the end of the world, sort of punt on one season. It's going to be a long year. We're only going to win one or two games probably. But the payoff is going to be we're going to get this surefire superstar quarterback, and it's going to work out in the long run. I think you can talk most fan bases into that these days. What I don't think you can talk a fan base. Now, to talk a fan base into or try to sell a fan base, we're gonna not be good for 2 years because we want to get the first pick of the 2021 draft to get Lawrence from Clemson. Now you're asking too much. And I think the whole thing is kind of ridiculous. If anything, look, Miami had their shot in 2011 when they were, what, 0-7? And they were staring at Andrew Luck. They were staring at him. But for some reason, you know, they went on to win six meaningless games when the ownership at that time should have put in a head coach and just told him, you know, you go out there every week, you play hard, you try, but, you know, don't go crazy. You're trying to win games because we're halfway there to getting a franchise quarterback, and we were so close, but we let it slip away. And there are just many ways to acquire a franchise quarterback. You can do it. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles and how they got Wentz. They never tanked. They didn't tank. They were smart in trades and what they had to give up to make trades to get up near the top of the draft. And that's how they landed Wentz, which I'm going to talk about him here in a minute as well. So I don't think the Miami Dolphins need to quote-unquote tank. Now, if the plan in 2019 is to blow this thing up and get rid of every part that can bring you back a draft pick with the thought that we're going to move up in either this draft, the next draft in 2019 to get the quarterback from Ohio State and Haskins, or we're going to try to acquire as much draft capital for 2020 to get the kid from Alabama, should he come out, or to get the kid from Georgia, or to get the kid from wherever, you know, or the kid from Oregon. Okay. But I wouldn't go nuts here in trying to tank and give up on a season with the hopes that, you know, you're going to land one of these guys. I know the plan is you have to draft a quarterback high at the top of round one, and you have to put yourself in a position to do that. I get it. But, you know, I think the talk of we have to tank, we have to lose, it's gone a bit overboard. No one's going to tank for 1 year. No one's going to tank for 2 years to look at a quarterback prospect that can't enter the draft until 2021. That's just unrealistic. It's not going to happen. So I think everyone needs to relax on that. And let me just close out this podcast with saying this. If Nick Foles goes on a bit of a run here in the playoffs again for the second year in a row for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they decide, look, we have to hold on to Nick Foles. Nick Foles is our guy, and Wentz is not. Which there are some reports out there saying Philadelphia, should they go on a run here in the playoffs this year, they might actually make that call. If Carson Wentz is available via trade, if I am Chris Greer, I pick up the phone to the Philadelphia Eagles and I try to work out a trade, and I do not hang up that phone until a trade is made. Carson Wentz had a bad injury last year. He rushed back this year to try and get back on the field. That probably led to this other injury he got this year, And I think this kid is just a superstar, and it's written all over him. But if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, and Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl last year, and if he goes on a run here in the playoffs, where he already won one game in the playoffs this year on the road, if he were to win next week and maybe more after that, they have to hold on to Nick Foles, and they cannot go back to Wentz, which if that means Wentz now becomes expendable, Chris Greer has to get on the phone and, you know, make that happen. Because Philadelphia can't pay both of these guys. And if they decide to move on from Wentz, I'm telling you right now, the Miami Dolphins need to make that happen. You can forget about any of these kids here in the draft. I would make a big play for Wentz and say, let's go. So that is something to keep an eye on here. Watch the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Foles. Because the more he wins, And the more he wins in the playoffs, it just means, you know, he's pushing Wentz out the door. Because if you're Philadelphia, how can you move on from Foles? All he does is win big games in the playoffs late in the year. That's all he does. And you can't move on from a guy like that. They're going to have to hold on to him, which means Wentz might be expendable. And if he is, the Miami Dolphins have to come calling, and they have to try and make a play there. Again, just something to keep an eye on. But I guess the big news out of Monday is the two older coaches no longer on the radar of the Dolphins. And from all reports, it seems like this is becoming a two-horse race here between Brian Flores and Chris Richard. I'm sure more news will leak out this week. Rizzi has his interview one day this week. We don't know when. That should be interesting as well to see what leaks out there. I really don't think Rizzi's going to get this job. I think Miami wants a fresh face. I think they want a new voice in that locker room. And I think they want to go youth. I think they view this as, we're going to build up this team from the ground up. We're going to try a new approach. And we want a younger coach to sort of be part of that process the entire time. And I think guys like Flores and Richard sort of fit that mold. So I think that's the plan of attack. But again, you never know. You never know these with any of this stuff and news. It's a fluid situation, to say the least, and stuff is changing day by day. The Packers hired their head coach. They made the first move, so there is no longer 8 openings. Now there's 7. Tampa Bay is expected to hire Bruce Arians, and the Broncos, you know, will most likely hire Mike Munchak. So these moves are going to start to happen quick. And once they start to happen, those guys are going to start to assemble their staffs. And you don't want to be one of the last teams to hire a coach, because that means all the quality assistant coaches already have jobs elsewhere. You want to be one of the first teams to hire a coach so he can get the first crack at hiring quality assistant coaches. So we will keep an eye on stuff. Everyone, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. If you want to send me an email, I can be reached at DolphinsTalk1977@gmail.com. And also be sure to check out the website, DolphinsTalk.com. We got a ton of new articles heading up on the website each and every day. And as soon as news breaks, we'll have it for you up on the website. Everyone have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.